And was it you're near to the sea? Was it fishing mostly that your neighbors were doing fishing like to their
No, I don't think
no?
not so very much now. The salmon fishing in the summertime
Yeah.
would be the main thing. That's in my time. They would be 6 weeks or eight, whatever. Now they were allowed to go out. They were had a license to go out
They
to
did,
fish
yeah.
for salmon at that time. But that was it. The boats were put in then. Any fishing after that would be illegal, and you would be. And of course, poaching on the river, the O'Neill River, it was a great river of salmon at that time, and the country was full of young men, had no work and nothing to do. They used to be out poaching and then selling the salmon to visitors. I remember though, you could buy a salmon for 2 shillings. But then you had no, it put me off salmon altogether, because we had neighbours, and they used to come with salmon too often, and we had no. You would have salmon for dinner and tea and
Yeah,
supper and
yeah.
all, and it really put me off salmon.
It would.
Yes,
It's
I still buy and eat trout, but I'm not keen on salmon at all. I just got too much of it. See, we had no way. You had to cook it and eat it all the time.
But immigration was common, like a lot of
Oh yes,
yeah.
yes. The immigration, sure. There were people leaving every week. Now there was four in this family, my husband's family, and they were all gone. One went to America. He died. He's buried in America, and the other two girls, they went to England, and one of them is already buried in England, and the other one will be as well. Like out of the whole family of four, and in many cases a family maybe of 8 or 10, just one was buried in Ireland, or here at home. We're all buried in foreign places.
Sad that really, people just leaving home and never returning in a lot of cases, like.
Yeah.